What does this heart have to give? What does this heart have to give? You know, you find out what your heart has when faced with the road that doesn't offer options, but arrives at a destination called "This is how it is." And the heart has to decide, what now? What does this heart have to give? You know, one of the greatest challenges along my heart's journey is measuring. Measuring what I have to give from what I've experienced. And this is an important component for this heart because it's what fulfills me. It is the space, the place that offers joy. And it's my way of not allowing a very tragic moment from the road travel, which also includes other valleys, other stories behind this smile, to not allow the road behind to determine the actions of the present day, to not allow it to define my journey, my hopeful road ahead. And that includes a keen awareness, a very keen awareness of things experienced. And from my view, as an attempted override of my faith, a confrontation to rob my joy, a drive-by intended to kill my hope. What does this heart have to give? My why, my intent of making gratitude contagious, of sharing words and images, that's my way of not allowing a tragic moment to define my life. Please hear this. Please, please hear this. It is not easy. It is not mastered. It's a daily exercise for this heart. And it matters because it includes my sons and their hopes and not allowing theft of potential future generations. It's an opportunity to give into the lives of others, to know you're not walking alone. We have shared stories. All of us, we all have stories that are behind a smile, and some are not meant to be shared, but they still exist. They're still present. They still travel the road with us. So it's not a small thing for this woman of faith who lives on what she has experienced and has decided to close her life's chapter on that belief, on that faith. And that in my book is very significant. It's very significant. And this type of share shows up on the surface every single time lives are lost because of someone's pain. And unfortunately, in the shadows of that, at times includes someone's joy. Hear me now. At times includes someone's joy who is being destructive in the lives of others. So what does this heart have to give? You know, it's so very sad. I really hate the thought of someone that wrestles with pain, especially that is applied by someone else. And I never understood that when life, when thoughts become so dark, with no options for that mind and that heart, the whisper becomes louder to find the need to include others in that sickness. And in those moments of choosing to take a life that they were not the creator of, that it's very dark. And this heart of faith considers has that it has a bigger agenda. And this includes those that choose anger towards others. They choose anger, taking inward anger and deciding to act outward through degrading, disrespectful words and actions, known and unknown to those who surround these types of people. Just dark, complete darkness with no real gain of what life is or could be, just destructive by choice, in my opinion. And especially if the choice is not to get help or to make changes, then to me, it's a choice. And so we as numerous hearts could spend countless hours, I mean countless hours, having conversations, sharing our opinion on these type of situations, going back and forth on theories, on faith, on the cause, on the why this or the why that, why the unimaginable, the dark travesty that happens, what laws to change, what laws to add. It's a distracted barrel of sadness and sickness. And it's a place that this heart knows firsthand has no winners. Let me say that again. I know firsthand. I'm not guessing. I'm telling you, there's no winners. And just like this heart, the attempt is to take the pain, and do something with it. To punch back, to find a way to change the view, the conversation, the perspective, to be more observant of the painful hearts that we all know firsthand surrounds us in some capacity. There's someone that maybe we have observed and we know that they need more. They need some type of help. And it may not be major, but we also cannot ignore. And we have to be involved in being aware, knowing when to move and when to act, and maybe to do something that needs action. So what does this heart have to give? This heart, whatever the work, whatever the action, the prayer is doing. The prayer for me is answer by doing and doing again. For this heart is a good thing. It's a fulfilling work that matters again to this heart. But very aware that it does not change a circumstance or an action that has happened, but it can change for many hearts on the road ahead. And the fulfillment is in the work, is in tending a garden that this heart is called to. Walking and traveling and planting with hearts who choose to do the work together, planting seeds for trees that will grow and offer branches that provide shade for other hearts, including that this heart may not sit under, but finds the joy in the work. What does this heart have to give? My heart grieves when life is stolen by those who are blindly making decisions with no consideration for the lives of others and the ripple effect of the lives that are affected by these actions, including blind to the trap that is being allowed to be set in their own life, with the option of life looking like being locked up as an animal in a cage or losing life altogether, having their life taken. From my view, who wins in these options? Who wins from the actions taken? So blind to what matters from the view and perspective of my faith is a blueprint designed to rob lives of many who are not alert, not aware of the destruction that inward pain can cause, and only will add to the despair, the weight and challenges of life. What does this heart have to give? You know, there are those who see the darkness of lives who reside in their circle, the closest hearts to them, but can't see or know what options may be there. But let me say this, it should include awareness. It should include observance of what's taking place, including for some of us, the daily actions of those who are in our life. We all share a common core journey that just as life begins, it will have an end here as we know it. And for some, our faith travels further than that end, but whatever the belief, the view, the thoughts, that the common core of a chapter that comes to a close is our truth as we know it. And for this heart, this simply means it's a measuring thought. It's a measurement. It defines what our actions and our words mean daily. So what does this heart have to give? The observation, the awareness, the value of a precious, priceless seed that allows the heart to share, to plant, to infect the lives of others in a good way. The intent, as always, is making gratitude contagious. Making gratitude contagious. The hearts who receive it join in the work of that gratitude garden that we are all tending and planting seeds wherever the road leads. A seed is empowering because that seed always, always has the potential to grow, to expand beyond the one who plants and who shares it. Thank you for being a part of this village. Thank you for being a part of that empowerment of a seed. And that, dear friend, in my opinion, is beautiful, beautiful speaking this language. So until next time, what does our heart have to give? What does your heart have? What does my heart have? What does our heart have to give? Until next time, take care.